This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How's everybody doing? Alhamdulillah, the 15th night of Ramadan. I was corrected. Buba night is the 16th night of Ramadan, right? Coincides with the kunut. That's something to remember, alhamdulillah. So we've now entered basically we're getting into the second half of Ramadan, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us in making it the best Ramadan that we've ever experienced. Ameen, alhamdulillah. We concluded yesterday with the story ultimately of the fitna of wealth. Remember the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began by saying that we've made this world beautiful. As a test. The beautiful things as a test. So, with the youngsters in the cave, youth is a beautiful time, and it's a test, which can be used for your benefit, or it can be used to destroy you. One of the ways to protect yourself is to surround yourself with good company. For our youngsters, that's how you basically win the test of youth. Surround yourself with people that are good. Then there's the test of wealth. Allah says, Allah is going to give us wealth. And we, subhanAllah, will be tested with this wealth. Either it's going to be a benefit for us, or it's going to be a musibah against us. How do we break this test of wealth? How do we overpower it? Because one of the things that wealth can do, as we saw with the man with the gardens, it can completely destroy you to the extent where you even lose out the akhirah, you actually commit shirk with Allah. And what is the benefit of it? Allah says, when it ultimately you will come to your death, you'll die. When you're on your deathbed, will you care about what's in the bank? Will you care about what's parked in your garage? Will you care about the value of your property? Allah says, that's the end for everybody. There was a year or so ago, there was a beautiful moment where there was a janazah of two ladies. The one lady passed away in Bishop's Court, and the one lady passed away, I think it was Manenberg, and they were both buried in Johnson and Al-Makbara. So it was like, Sister so-and-so from Bishop's Court, janazah will leave, Mowbray Makbara. Sister so-and-so from Manenberg, janazah so-and-so, Mowbray Makbara, or whatever. And they basically shared a plot neighbors. But look at where you build, use different places, but you end up in the exact same place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is your life. The way to break this fitna of wealth is not to run away from it or to shun it. We are in Ummah, we ask, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. Give us the most of the dunya, we want it. The dunya must be in our hands, but not in our hearts. Use as much as you can of this dunya to purchase your akhirah. That is how you break the cycle of the fitna of wealth. Spend it on buying your akhirah through that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then of course mentioned the akhirah. And we concluded yesterday the discussions about getting the books, and you will see what's inside, and al-baqiyatu salihat, only the good deeds were last on Qiyamah. So Allah spoke about the future, the day of Qiyamah. And in there Allah said, now it's like a flash forward, flashback. You're flashing forward to Qiyamah. And Allah is saying, on Qiyamah, Allah will say to us, like you are standing before me now, was like how you started in the beginning. This is the end of the conclusion of the exam. I remind you of the beginning. So Allah now, in Surah Al-Kahf, turns the clock back to the beginning. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. Allah talks about, now Surah Al-Kahf now talks about our origin, the beginning. Allah says, remember. Remember where we all started. How this whole test began. When Allah said to the angels that I intend to place on the earth, man. Now when you read the Quran, the very first story of the Quran is the story of Nabi Adam. In Surah Baqarah, the first story you get, the story of our father Adam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the, and we remind ourselves about the story because there's a number of themes that come from it. When Allah says to the angels, I intend to place on the earth my representative. Someone that's going to be Khalifa, a generation of the generation. The angel said, why will you put on the earth those who would shed blood and cause mischief? وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكُ. Well, we are worshipping you continuously. So Allah said to the angels, I know of them that you don't know. I know of this creation of mine, something unique and special about them. Now how did the angels know about mankind will corrupt this world? How did the angels know about this? They learned this because there was a creation before called the jinn. Right. Now Allah is introducing to us, remember this is one of the early surahs in Makkah. Allah is introducing that we are not that special. There were many creations before us. And there will be many, many creations after us. The test is, we've got a test, we've got a job to do. It will start and it will come to an end. So before us were the jinn. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember when Allah now created Adam, and it was a beautiful, let's go talk about the story of Nabi Adam, where Allah asked the angels, who will go to the earth and fetch for me some clay? Fetch me clay from the earth so I can fashion and I can mold this person, this creation. And the angels went down one by one. And when they reached the earth, the ground said, A'udhu billah, I seek refuge that you take part of me, the angel. And when they said, when the earth said that, the angel that came down would say, then I, because you seek protection with Allah, you have Allah's protection, and the angel left. And one by one they came and they didn't take anything from the earth. And then the angel of death, of course he wasn't the angel of death yet, he wasn't Israel. He came down and he was to take the clay from the earth. And the earth said, I seek refuge and protection from Allah that you take anything from me. So the angel of death said, Israel said, and I seek protection that I disobey the command of Allah. So the angel of death collected samples of earth from all over the world. Some clay was white, some clay was black, some was hard, some was soft. This is our temperaments. And Allah took that clay, and with his own hands, and we said only four times in history of creation did Allah use his own hands in a manner which befits Allah's majesty to create something. When Allah creates, he doesn't use his hands. Allah says what? Kun, be. Allah just says be and it exists. But four times Allah used his hands to create the arsh, to create the pen, to create Jannat al-Firdaus, and to create our father Nabi Adam. Allah took that clay and molded that clay into a man, into the figure of a statue. And then Allah blew into our father a soul, a living thing. And our father Adam came alive, alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Nabi Adam directly knowledge. And then Allah tested the angels and said, tell me the names of these things. And the angels could not answer the question. So then Allah said, oh Adam, give them the answer. And our father Adam knew the answer. Nabi Adam's, now, when Nabi Adam was able to answer the question that the angels couldn't answer, that is when Allah says, وَإِذْ كُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ. So now Allah said to the angels, now make sujood, bow down to Adam, bow down to him. Not because he was made of something better. We are made of clay, dirt. That's what we're made of. The angels are made of light, better. The jinn are made of fire, even they're better than us. From a material sense, the jinn are even better than us because they're made of fire. But what Adam had that the jinn and man and the angels did not have was that he had knowledge. Allah's again teaching us that knowledge elevates you in this world and in the life after. So Allah said to the angels, make sujood. So and make sujood to Adam. Fasajadu. All of them made sujood illa Iblis, except someone called Iblis. Kana min al jinn fafasaqan amri rabbi. Iblis was of the jinn and he disobeyed the command of his Lord. So who is this creature? Iblis. Who is this creature and what is the jinn? So as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created many creations before us, the jinn are a nation, are creatures that were made before us. Allah says, we made the jinn before you, made from fire without smoke. And the jinn, like us, are unique. They were given free will. They have the right to choose to obey or disobey. The angels cannot disobey. The angels obey Allah completely. Why I discuss this is because it's one of the pillars of our iman, to understand the angels, to understand who they are, and also the jinn. The angels, some of them are mentioned in the Quran, some of the angels. So let's talk about some of the angels. There's the angel Jibreel. He's the angel of revelation. His job is to come down and deliver the messages from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had other jobs as well, destroyed people of Nabi Lut. But Jibreel, this is a beautiful hadith, think about this. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says to Jibreel, you know, I long to see you very often. Come to me more regularly. Why don't you come down more often? So Jibreel said, I also want to see you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but I'm only allowed to come down with Allah's permission. Only when I have a job to do. And when revelation stopped, Jibreel doesn't come down anymore. Right? He doesn't come down anymore to the dunya, except on one night, on Laylatul Qadr. On Laylatul Qadr, Allah says Jibreel descends and he comes down and he spends the evening year with us on the dunya. The only time of the year that Jibreel comes down. There's Mikael, the angel of mercy. Malik, the angel of Jahannam. Israfil, the angel who will blow the trumpet and the world will end. Israel, the angel of death. And Munkar al-Nakir, the angels of the grave. And there are many, many angels of Allah. The jinn, as we said, made of fire. And Allah says that for all of us, we have a companion from amongst the jinn. that will constantly look to mislead us. From the day we are born, there is a jinn assigned to each and every one of us. This is another test we're going to go through. On the side, always whispering, always encouraging us to do wrong. So Allah says to us, أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا. Allah's asking us, will you then take him, Iblis, who vowed he will be our enemy? Will you take him and his children? Iblis has offspring, children. As protectors and awliya, take them. Are you taking them as awliya above Allah? Do you choose him as your awliya instead of Allah? So what an evil exchange this is. Iblis made a promise to us. The day he refused to bow. Now, question here. Is Iblis, is he a jinn or is he an angel? Surah Kaf clearly says, he's a jinn. So, but when Allah says, I told the angels to make sujood, they all made sujood except Iblis. Why? Why was Iblis there? There's no clear hadith or reason why. Could be that everyone was there. All the jinn and all the angels were there, and they all made sujood except Iblis. Could be that Iblis was a very pious jinn, and he was elevated to be amongst the angels. We don't know Iblis's backstory. The point is, Iblis, when he saw the angels bowing to Adam, he felt that same sense of pride, like the man of the gardens. I am better than him. I'm made of fire. He's made of dirt. Why should I bow to him? Not bow to Allah. Iblis bows to Allah, or bowed to Allah, but not to Adam. I refuse to bow to Adam. So, when he refused, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offered him an opportunity to repent. So he said, oh Allah, let me make a dua. Give me an opportunity to make a dua. So Allah says, you have an opportunity. What do you want? So he says, oh Allah, allow me to live until Qiyamah. So Allah says, okay, I'll give you that. You want that dua, you can live till Qiyamah. So then Iblis says, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Iblis says, because you have sent me astray. You have sent me astray, surely I will sit in wait against them on your straight path. Then I will come to them from before them, in front of them, and behind them, on their right and on their left, and you will not find most of them thankful. They will be ungrateful to you. Now we look at the difference. Now we continue with the story of Nabi Adam quickly. You all know the story. Iblis then misleads Adam. Iblis misleads Nabi Adam and Hawa. They eat from this apple. They were put in Jannah. They could do everything they wanted except eat from the apple. And then Iblis cheated them. How did he cheat them? Iblis told them, do you know why Allah doesn't want you to eat from the apple, O Adam? Allah doesn't want you to eat from the apple so that you cannot become immortal, or you can become like the angels. So Adam saw the angels, how beautiful they were. And Adam knew, look, I only live for a certain time and then I'm going to die. So Iblis promised them, if you eat from the apple, or the tree, rather the tree, you will become immortal or you'll be from one of the angels. So when he ate from the apple, when he ate from the tree, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously cast them, our parents, and Iblis out of Jannah. But look at the difference. Iblis says to Allah, because you misled me, I committed sin because of you, O Allah. So he was cursed. When Adam and Hawa, our mother and father, made sin, they said, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. We committed sin. وَإِلَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا نَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And if you don't forgive us, and if you don't return to us, we'll be lost. So Allah accepted their repentance. This is the difference between us and Iblis. I conclude with this. Iblis will constantly be a companion. He will always be with us. And he will constantly encourage us to do wrong. So on the day of Qiyamah, Iblis will be given a chance, like in the court, he will have a statement. On Qiyamah, Iblis will now make a statement to everybody. He will say, and Allah says in the Quran, قَالَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan will say, لَمَّا قُدِيَ الْأَمْرِ. When the matter is done, when the judgment is done, people are going to Jahannam, people are going to Jannah, he will say, Iblis, verily Allah promised you a promise that was true. And I also promised you, but I betrayed you. I had no power over you, except that I invited you. I just invited you to commit sin. And you obeyed me. You responded to me. So don't blame me, but blame yourselves. Today I can't help you, nor can you help me. I deny you. I reject you. I reject your kufr in making shirk with me, making me a partner with Allah. And I reject you today. Verily, and Allah says, then for the dhalimeen, there is a severe torment. So this is Iblis's promise to all of us. He will constantly be a companion, as I said, in our fitna, encouraging us to do wrong and haram. And that's why it's amazing that this month of Ramadan makes us better people. Why? Because he's locked up. But when he comes back, he's going to come back in 15 days. And we need to be ready, stronger, to reject him. May Allah grant us the strength. Ameen. Last night's question. What is the heaviest thing on the scale on Qiyamah, the answer on the screen is wrong. It's not Laylatul Qadr, it's Tawheed. Tawheed is the heaviest thing on your scale is Tawheed. Right? The heaviest thing is Tawheed. After that, for the believer, it's Salah. And if after the proper, you know, when you do the basics, then good character. Tonight's question, and it's very interesting, so we're introducing a new thing, inshallah. From tonight, you can answer either on your cards here in the masjid, or if you would like to participate, you can answer online as well. So those who are not present in the masjid, or if you want to, Ismail, if you want to enter a few times, you can enter online lots of times. You can go to burhanul.org.za until Maghrib tomorrow, inshallah. You can enter and answer the question. So tonight's question, and this will be, it will run until the end of the month, inshallah, this online quiz as well. What is Iblis made of? Is he made of light? Is he made of darkness? Is he made of clay? Is he made of fire? You can answer on the card or burhanul.org.za, and our draw will be on Sunday. Any questions, concerns, comments, westmuhammad@gmail.com. Join our mailing list 084-222-1308. A reminder, fitrah 10 rand, fidya, fitrah 40 rand, fidya 10 rand. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.